Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Russ Derry. Batting second. The second baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Richmond. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bruce Konopka. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desodles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill McCann. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill McCann. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, George Case. Batting second. The third baseman, Ted Sepkowski. Batting third. The right fielder, Pat Sierrett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry strikes out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Richmond settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Richmond. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Sepkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sepkowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sepkowski moves to second. Pat Sierrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierrett hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards third. Richmond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sepkowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Sepkowski. Suter moves to second. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Suter scores. Chapman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Richmond. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Richmond steals second. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konopka hits a pop-up towards third. Sepkowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles hits a fly ball into right field. CRS settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richmond fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into right field. Derry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0 for 1 in the game. Derry hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on ball 4. Grimes moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sepkowski fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. McCuskey moves to second. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCuskey moves to third. Suter moves to second. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richmond hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Sepkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Desodles and he is out, Suter applying the tag. One out. Ted Sepkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sepkowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sepkowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Sepkowski moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. the Athletics will come to bat. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konopka is 0 for 1 in the game. Konopka hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels strikes out. Two outs. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 0 for 1 in the game. McKen takes first base on ball 4. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. McKen moves to second. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0 for 2 in the game. Derry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richmond fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grimes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grimes moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Grimes scores. McCuskey moves to second. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. There goes McCuskey. The throw from Hegan and McCuskey is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richmond fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a pop-up towards short. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross pinch hits for Ted Sepkowski. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Ross now playing third base. Don Richmond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richmond is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Richmond hits a fly ball into center field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Konopka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konopka is 0 for 2 in the game. Konopka hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 2 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Fleming hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Heinz Becker pinch hits for Ray Mack. Heinz Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dutch Meyer now playing second base. Bill McKen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McKen strikes out. One out. Russ Derry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derry is 0 for 3 in the game. Derry hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Grimes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Price pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Jackie Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Washdell pinch hits for Bob Feller. Jimmy Washdell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washdell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richmond fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.